This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from the farm right here in Missouri. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'd give you the listen line, except I'm not sure if it's working. That thing is pretty flaky. Maybe it's because we don't pay for it. I mean, other people who pay for their listen lines, I think it's a little more stable. So we might be on the bottom of the list to maintain it. I don't know. Rich Evans with us. OffGridMontana.com, OffGridMontana.com. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Hey, thanks for getting up early this morning in Montana. I really appreciate it. Doing well over here at the farmhouse. And a couple of things I wanted to mention. Now, you had mentioned that you have a lot of things that you want to go over today. And I thought, you know what? Based on the way it normally works with you and me, we get through about 10% of the things that we want to talk about. So we can wait till the second half of the last segment. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
we're lucky if we get through 10% of what we want to say. In fact, you just reminded me of something when you were talking about the functionality of the listen line. I don't know if you've mentioned this on there. Maybe you have once or twice, but I think it should be mentioned more often. Remember you told me about that AM-FM antenna where a local person can set up an antenna on their AM-FM station and broadcast USA Prepares in their neighborhood or their town? I think you should mention that right now.
Okay, well, since you have, I'm glad you did. I got a call from Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. She's on with us 2 hours a day, 2 hours a week, as you know. And I mentioned what's called low power FM and low power AM. Now, these are transmitters that you can set up in your home. You can cut a piece of 12 gauge wire and make it an antenna out of it. And it's short. It won't be a very long piece of wire. It can be less than 10 feet long. And it's precise length, and it'll be tuned to your transmitter. And what you do is you take the output of your computer. So let's say you are listening to GCN or Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on both of those networks. What you can do is set your player, your PC player, to the network and take the output that would go to your speakers and plug that into the input to this little transmitter. And it will transmit your favorite broadcasts over AM or FM, you know, depending on which transmitter you pick. And I'll just do a quick search during the next break, and I'll find some of these transmitters, and I'll let you know about what they cost. But they're relatively inexpensive. And if you stay within the FCC guidelines, it's absolutely positively legal for you to be an unlicensed radio station. You can't do it for, you know, commercial profit, but you can transmit, you know, your favorite programming. Or if you want to be a DJ, you can do that too and use a mixer board and a microphone and some music, and you can be a DJ. But, you know, if you want to spread the word, like we are doing right here, right now, in your village, You can do that. And it's very, very inexpensive. So Gwyneth Isaacs said she's going to go buy one. I said, wait. We're going to try to bring on an instructor to teach us a little bit more about that. Now, we have one in Illinois. His name is Rodney. So, Rodney, if you're listening, please contact me. And we'd love to do a broadcast with you about low-power FM, low-power AM, what's involved, what does it cost. And I know Rodney has some equipment that he sells to do exactly this. And it would be like a turnkey system where he would provide the antenna, the cable for the antenna, the transmitter, maybe even the cable to go from your computer to the transmitter. Now, when I talk about a transmitter, I'm talking about something that may fit in your hand, okay? If you just open your hand, the transmitter would fit right in your hand. It has a little power supply, a wall, wart, you know, one of those wall transformers, that kind of thing. So it's very small. It's not like it's going to be huge. It's not like it's complicated. And you can easily set the frequency. And really what you do is you find some unused frequency on your FM or AM dial. And because you don't want to go head-to-head with a big station that will blow you away, and you don't want to compete with them, so all you do is find an unused frequency, set your transmitter to that frequency, and off you go. So that's it in a nutshell, Rich Sheehan.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's a great idea for people to get involved, help out their community, maybe do a little public speaking over the air, and during commercials they can always narrate what they feel might be their opinion, hopefully using objective facts and not subjective emotional opinions, and getting the word out to the public. I think the public definitely needs it because, as you always hear me mention, we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by every group imaginable to keep us infighting, keep chaos, keep us off balance so the aristocracy can manage the serfs. Vince?
Yes. So if any of you has experience with setting up a low-power AM amplitude modulation, low-power FM frequency modulation, let us know. Again, I'd love to do a broadcast with you about that. Call-in number is 866-582-9933. So if you've done it, or if you've heard one, or you know of someone who has set one of these up, I'd love to hear your experiences. And you know, there's a radio network. It's a small radio network, and it's called the Micro Effect, and it has to do with low power micro radio stations, if you will. And I had been a broadcaster on the Micro Effect for a while. And what they did was they originated the broadcasts, and they helped people set up thousands of these micro transmitters or low power AM or FM. And so it was a force to so that you could hear your favorite broadcast. And let me take us back to the 1990s. I have a dear friend, and you know this class. His name is John Stadtmiller. John Stadtmiller owns a radio network called Republic Broadcasting. And so this broadcast on Genesis Communications Network is rebroadcast the following day on Republic Broadcasting between the hours of 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Central Time. So Monday's broadcast will be broadcast on Tuesday. A Tuesday's broadcast on GCN will be broadcast on Wednesday morning on Republic Broadcasting. And I've got to thank the two CEOs who make this possible. And that would be Ted Anderson of GCN for allowing the broadcast to be played on Republic Broadcasting, and John Stadtmiller for allowing this broadcast to be on his network. So we are the only broadcast that I know of, bar none, that is on two different networks. And let me explain what that means. You have never seen an ABC broadcast on NBC or a CBS broadcast on ABC. You just don't see that. Well, here we go. USA Prepares is on two networks. So I really want to thank Ted Anderson and John Stadtmuller for making that happen. It's unheard of in the broadcast industry. And I think it has to do with what we say, our content, you know, the professionalism of our instruction. I think that's what it has to do with. So I want to thank those two gentlemen very much for making that happen. Rich Sheeman, there was a bridge that collapsed in Miami at the Florida International University. And it was a pedestrian bridge. This was a bridge over a multi-lane highway. And it was being hailed as a marvel. It was 950 tons. It was installed in just 6 hours on Saturday. And it crashed down onto 8th Street, which runs from downtown Miami to the Everglades. Well, at least 6 people died as a result of this bridge crashing down. And this bridge was considered a marvel of engineering. They built the bridge along parallel to 8th Street, and they had these massive cranes lift it. They stopped traffic. They lifted it, and they lowered it onto the piers. And there it was, this pedestrian walkway. And it wasn't finished. It wasn't meant to be used. And hours after the bridge was set in place, it collapsed. It collapsed on vehicles traveling under it. People died. It was absolutely horrific. Now, this followed texts and tweets and emails of people congratulating themselves and the others on this marvel of engineering and accomplishment that that they made. Well, how does that happen? It's an absolute catastrophe. Well, I have a couple thoughts. Now, I looked at the pictures intently. Now, I don't have any more information than you may have. And if you go to dailymail.co.uk, you can see some of these images. Well, here's what I know. The bridge was made of concrete and steel. Now, we've poured a lot of concrete on our farm. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm not a structural engineer. But I read a lot. And I've worked with concrete. We've poured at our farm at least 10 concrete cement trucks. 10, at least. Probably more like 14. So we've poured a lot of concrete here. And I'll tell you what I know about concrete when we come back. This is USA Prepares. Rich Sheeman's with us, offgridmontana.com.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. 1-800-246-9646. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about the bridge at in Florida at the university that collapsed and killed a number of people. And so here's what I know about concrete, class. Concrete comes with one guarantee, just one. And that guarantee is it will crack. So if you look at your sidewalk, if you look at your basement floor, if you have poured concrete walls, if you have short walls, tall walls, doesn't matter. If you have a patio, if you have a veranda, concrete cracks. So that's the one guarantee that concrete has. Now, concrete sets in about 24 hours. It sets in about 24 hours. Well, that doesn't mean you can drive on it in 24 hours. That means that it's not going to move, but it's not cured. It takes a minimum of 28 days for concrete to cure, and that depends on temperature. When we pour concrete, we want to have it at the farm. We want to have it cure as slowly as possible. So, for example, let's say we're going to pour a pad for a garage. So we have the walls already up in place, and now we're going to pour the concrete pad. So we'll put some stone down. We'll put a membrane down, like plastic, so that moisture doesn't come up through the concrete. And then we'll pour the concrete. After the first day or so, we will lightly hose down that concrete. Now, we don't use a stream of water because if it hasn't set yet, we'll dig holes in it Okay, we lightly fan a mist of water over it and keep it moist for at least a week, maybe 2 weeks, because the slower it cures, the stronger it is. Now, concrete is made of three basic components: water, and then something called aggregate. And aggregate is rock, sand, or gravel, or a mixture thereof, and cement. So cement and concrete are not synonyms. Cement is an ingredient in concrete. So you mix water, the aggregate, and the Portland cement, if you will, together, and that forms concrete. Now, the more water you add to this mixture, the weaker the concrete is. The less water you add, the stronger it is. Now, speaking in generalities, I looked at the photographs. Oh, let me say this. You can alter the strength of concrete by adding more cement. So you might, for example, let's say there's what's called five-sack concrete. That's a Missouri term. And what that means is you would add five bags or five sacks of Portland cement to a cubic yard of concrete to be mixed. Now, if you want it stronger, you might add six sacks or six 94-pound bags of Portland cement. So, generally speaking, you can alter the strength of the concrete by adding more and more cement. Now, you've seen pool decks, and you've seen them gray, and you've seen from gray to white. Typically, if you don't add lime, if you, for coloring, if you just use those three ingredients, water, the aggregate, and Portland cement, the more Portland cement you add, the stronger the concrete is, and the whiter the concrete is. So you can kind of tell just by looking at concrete whether it's a really strong mix or not as strong, just by the color. White is stronger. So I looked at the pictures of this bridge. On the exterior skin, if you will, of the concrete, it was really white. But inside, where I saw the cracks, the concrete was gray. Now, that tells me a couple things as a bystander, okay? Not as an expert, just as a bystander. It tells me that either the concrete had not cured or the concrete was not a very strong mix. I'll tell you one more thing when we come back about rebar. Reinforced steel bars in concrete. I'll tell you what they're for, and I'll tell you my thoughts on that when we come back. And then Rich has got a lot to say about finance and economics. This is USA Prepares.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash.
but they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics, and it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Flash day.
Got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich Stevens with us, and I'm talking a little bit about what I know about concrete. Now, class, in nature, concrete and steel have similar characteristics when it comes to expansion and contraction. So a bridge at night is cooler generally in temperature than during the heat of the day in the sun, especially in Florida. So What works really well with concrete to make it stronger is adding steel. That steel is called rebar. That's a shortened name for reinforcing bar. It's a reinforcing steel bar with bumps on it. And the bumps help the rebar adhere to the concrete mixture. Now, concrete is very, very strong in compressive strength. So if you have, let's say, a disc or a concrete block, for example, you can put a lot of weight on it if it's uniformly distributed, and the concrete will stand up to a lot of weight before it fails. But concrete has a very weak tensile strength. Now, so compressive strength is pushing on it. Tensile strength is pulling it apart. Concrete is weak in terms of tensile strength. But to reinforce the concrete, you can add steel, which has a very high tensile strength. So the combination of steel and concrete work really, really well for compressive and tensile strength. So that's why rebar is added. So I wanted to share that I think, based on my observation from the pictures, that concrete may not have been cured for the full amount of time. Now, 28 days is not enough time, in my book, for a bridge to cure. I would like to see a minimum of 90 days, 90. And I also noticed that that truss design, if you look at the angles of the truss, they're strange. They are not, they don't conform to anything I have researched on the internet or in books in the past or currently. It's a strange design, in my opinion. Now, these are just my opinions. I am not a structural engineer. But now I hope the lesson that you glean from this particular class is that you start looking up and you're looking ahead as you travel. And you look at the construction. And just because some engineering company or some construction company made something out of concrete or steel or wood or all of the above does not mean it's going to stand. Think about that. Rich Eben, that's about all I have on the bridge.
Well, before I go into Economics 101, I just want to make a couple comments about the bridge. Let me tell you the first thing that came to my mind when I read the article about what had happened in Florida. And I'm going to start it out with a little legal stimulant here by saying a few things. First of all, in 2017, there was 58 scientific papers saying that global warming was a myth. Not one got reported by the mainstream media. First graders, as young as first graders, are being taught about gender and sexual identity and how to do certain stuff. Bathroom scales are being taken out of schools and locker rooms so it doesn't offend anybody or hurt someone's feelings. The first thing that came to my mind, America, was the fact that we've lowered our bars of standards and expectations so far that you got to ask, are these engineers, were they hired because of what group they're in? Or are they hired based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and the like? And I feel that as American exceptionalism decreases because of things like political correctness and many other subsets under that category, I see things getting a lot worse over time. So that being said, Vince, what I want to do, I want to talk some Economic 101 because I think we're getting pretty close to the end game because it's all artificially bubbled, if you will. And, you know, you look at the central banks. I've been printing money by pressing buttons and buying a ton of stocks and bonds. And not just our central banks, but even the Central Bank of Switzerland and others as well. Now, the role of the central banks, folks, is to save the banks, save the stock market slash Wall Street, and save the status quo. In other words, reinforce the caste system, which is basically the bottom 93% of the country. Now, I've also done enough reading to read between the lines that the Fed looks at soft data, surveys, consumer confidence like the VIX, which is manipulated, focus group. They use subjective emotional opinions, media propaganda, subliminal messaging to figure out how much wool they can throw over the American people's eyes. And right now, central banks own about half of the global GDP. So economics, markets, they're almost all controlled by non-elected people, which is pretty scary. And I'm sure everybody who listens to this program has read by now that the Atlanta Fed has new estimates for quarter one GDP at less than 2%. So that was, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of a 65% decrease. Pardon me. So what's happening here is that corporations have hit the highest debt level ever. It's not just corporations, it's household, it's government at all levels. And the leverage is just absolutely insane. The debt, the credit levels. What's been happening is people need to understand that when a corporation goes out, like the last 2 years, corporations have issued another $1 trillion of new debt, not for new expansion of products or services or R&D or people or employees, but they go into debt by borrowing cheap money to boost four major things: stock, share buybacks, dividends, executive cash, and acquisitions and mergers. Now, I just want to talk about that briefly. Acquisitions and mergers, basically what that is consolidation. Okay? When you consolidate in this new industry that's heading our way of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, that's designed to take more jobs. Now, people say, well, it's just everybody go into robotics and automation. Well, not everybody can, whether it be dollars, whether it be aptitude, whether it be interest, whatever. Not everybody's going to go into it. A very small amount of people are going to get those jobs. So when you look at these, let's look at executive cash. There's not a lot of time, so I'm just going to go through the heavy points here, the important points. Executive cash, basically, that's a stock option. So when the corporations issue new debt to get their stocks up, they're literally cashing in their stock options because they've bought back shares to increase the price. And the dividends goes to the top, the wealthiest elite, because 1% of the people own 83% of the stocks, 10% of the people own 96% of the stocks. So the average Joe is not reaping the benefits from this fakery, phony share buyback program and borrowing more money, because it's not going into the pockets of the average Joe, especially in the realm of new jobs. Now, when you look at these the so-called expansions or lack of, and no new products or services coming to the market, but all this money printing, especially if U.S. Treasuries are coming back, and Japan and China is no longer purchasing our debt but selling it, and we have 2-3 times at least the amount of U.S. dollars abroad than we have here, and all that money comes back, and the world petrodollar, the world reserve currency, which is us, no longer has any clout. We could be having a lot less new products, but more money chasing goods. So what they're doing is that they are manufacturing inflation, and it's all fake and phony. It's not done through supply and demand, through free markets, none of that stuff. So what we're seeing and what we're going to see is economic slowdown. Disposable personal income, the only reason it's up a little on paper is because it's up for the elite, the top few percent. The savings rate is a 10-year low. Debt's an all-time high, and credit is collapsing and the yield curves are flattening. And the banks need an expansive yield curve because they have to borrow at 2% and then basically sell that loan or sell the note to the public at a bigger interest, a longer arm, like 10% or 30%. But if it's yielding, if the yield is getting close to inverting, they are going to lose money and not going to loan money anymore. So you got to look at QT coming this fall, quantitative tightening, which is opposite of quantitative easing. That's obviously going to slow everything from velocity of money growth, especially in the demographic situation that we have here in America. The debt, the credit, the pensions, the government promises, the valuations, they're all headwinds for future rate of growth. So when you look at interest rates or bond yields, interest rates are a function of wages, economic growth, and inflation. Well, for the most part, the only thing that's growing in wages is for the very elite. We've outsourced inflation to low-cost producing countries, and economic growth obviously not expanding. I'll go into more detail after the break, but I'll just hit more after the break.
Yeah. Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. Rich, I only need about 20 seconds to comment whenever you're ready.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with his class, and we're talking about the economy. And we're talking about the bottom 93% of which we are part of. It is very, very difficult for us to get a foothold. It's very, very difficult for us to get ahead. Rich, please continue, and then I've got about 20 seconds worth of comments whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to hit the heavy points here, Vince, because I just don't have the time. But even though I mentioned about QT happening in the fall, they said they were going to start decreasing their balance sheets, and it's really not happening. People need to be aware that they're using month-to-month data and not year-over-year data. Because that really shows that it's growing. So they're going to continue to buy back stocks and bonds, and the central banks around the world are going to continue to do that. And what they're trying to do is keep the interest rates from going through the roof. And all that printing money is going to come back and start chasing small amounts of goods. And it could create not just an inflation, but a stagflationary hybrid nightmare with deflation being at the core, which is going to make it very difficult for the little guy and the poor to get ahead. Now, consumer debt is growing much faster than GDP growth, and debt is climbing much faster than wages. People need to also realize that. And we also have to be reminded every time we discuss economy that GDP and growth, or however they measure growth with their accounting, creative accounting, 70% of American GDP and growth has always been mentioned or created through consumption. And if the bottom 93% is broke, when you look at the statistics, 69% of Americans don't have $1,000 in their savings. 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. How are we going to get 70% consumption to increase our GDP or growth? It's just not going to happen. And 2017, despite what they say, has been, from what I've read, the largest year of money printing. When you look at the Fed, the Bank of Japan, and the ECB, it printed over $2.5 trillion in a single year. So there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in there as well. And the S&P companies are expected to buy back $800 billion of their own stock. So what I talked about earlier, stock buybacks, dividends, stock options for the execs and mergers and acquisitions, which means less workers and more robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking jobs, we are not heading towards a good place. And people need to prepare, whether it be self-sufficiency, whether it be coordinating your capital resources and skill sets and combining them with neighbors or family or friends, because they're not the central banks, the powers that be, the big banks. It's all lawless transactions. What we need to do is have basically Congress approve everything, which is the way it was supposed to be. So as long as debt keeps growing faster than GDP growth, and debt climbs much faster than wages, there's an impossibility of the bottom 93% gaining ground in this scenario. So, Vince, you wanted to say a few things before the
I only have 20 seconds worth. So, maybe a minute's worth. Talked about stagflation. Stagflation, class, is prices increase and wages don't. That means the distance between you and what you need gets farther away from you over time. Okay? Prices increase, wages don't. And across all companies, the average compensation for chief executive officers in 2015, and those are the numbers I can go by because that's what I have in front of me, $13.8 million. Per year. That's the average CEO compensation, $13.8 million. Now, the average worker earned about $16,300,000. I'm looking at two different sets of statistics. Average CEO of the 350 largest companies, $16.3 million. The average worker bee, $53,000. CEOs make 307 times more than the people that are being supervised by the CEOs. It's an absolute outrage. You know, back when we were a productive country, the ratio was 20 times. Now it's 307 times. Rich Heaven, thank you so much for being with us today.
Always
spending your irreplaceable time. We'll be back after top of the hour with Bert Bertolus.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.